All right, MG, here we go. We've got two teams to fix still with these podcasts. We're looking at all the teams that have not made finals this season in the NRL in 2018. This is the penultimate team we have to fix. This team finished 10th, the Canberra Raiders. 5 wins outside the final at the end of the day, MG. What'd you make of their year?
Yeah, Liam, and I dare say a team that I'm pretty sure most in the top 8 would be glad aren't playing semi-final football, because on their day, they can do anything. Unfortunately, they've had too many losses this year by the bare minimum, and plus little brain snaps in penalty counts and stuff. But
8 games by less than a converted try they lost this year, and if they win half of those, they're in the finals almost.
Well, that's the same story as the year before. They came 10th as well, 10th both years. Look, they'll be looking to do something about that going forward. There was a stat that I heard last weekend. Out of all the teams in the competition, Canberra run more from dummy half than anybody. So obviously, Ricky Stewart's game plan is their centres and their wingers. Every time they get the ball, he wants them to run from dummy half. And I think it's about 28 times on average per game. So maybe they've got to halve that. Maybe the Raiders have got to start to halve that amount of running from dummy half from the outside backs and start being more creative with the ball out wide, because they've missed Jack Whiten in this last few weeks coming into the semis. They missed Hodgson for a big part of the year. And a bit like Mitchell Pearce at Newcastle with his sternum, if Josh Hodgson would have played the majority of the year, I'm pretty sure the Raiders would have made the 8.
The other thing, MG, because they, as usual, GIO Stadium was a fortress for them this year. They had a really good year at home. How do they overcome the poor form on the road?
That's a tricky one. And every team has a different theory on how to win away from home. And I'd be tapping into Stephen Kearney from the Warriors, because they won their most amount of games away from home this year since they've been in the comp since 95. That's been the Warriors' Achilles heel for a long, long time, and they've addressed it. So I'd tap my mate on the shoulder if I was Ricky Stewart, Steve Kearney, and say, mate, what was your secret? Did you do it? Did you come a day earlier? Did you go a day later? Like all these little things that make up, 2 points in the competition. Maybe that might have helped the Raiders in the long run, but it's certainly something that they're only 3 hours from Sydney, so it's not a, it's like Newcastle type thing on a bus. It's no excuse to travel.
All right, so we know narrow losses, poor road form, and as you said, MG, that less pass or less running from dummy half is a really interesting one to, potentially they'd look at in the off-season. Let's look at player personnel moving into 2019. The worrying thing, I guess, at the time of recording this, and we are doing this on the Monday, week one of finals, so there may be other movement at the Raiders, but the worrying thing when you look at it currently is the departures far outweigh the gains. At the moment, departing the club next year or not playing in the Raiders next year, Blake Austin, he's heading to Warrington Wolves. Shannon Boyd's off to the Gold Coast Titans. Daku Waka has been released. Craig Garvey's been released. Charlie Gubb's been released. And Junior Paulo heading to the Eels. So in Austin, Boyd and Paulo, 3 significant first grade players.
Big time. Yeah, I agree. But we spoke to Ricky Stewart on this show a couple of weeks ago when the young bloke and his team made his debut, and his mother presented him with a jersey and was very emotional. And I got a little insight into what makes Ricky Stewart tick as a coach, because we spoke about Axel Whitehead. We spoke about Josh Hodgson. And he said, look, they've been our 2 best players for both culture and on the field since they've been here. And now they've signed John Bateman from Wigan and they've signed Ryan Sutton from Wigan. I can see where he's heading. He wants as many Englishmen around the camp as possible. And I think it doesn't hurt South. They've got the Burgess brothers. And I think with Hodgson and Whitehead being 2 of their better players, these 2 guys coming to Raiders next year, Bateman and Sutton, are good ins.
Okay.
Plus, they've got some good juniors coming through as well. And then Kotrick's a fantastic player. As I said before, Whiten was massively missed. Croker was out with an injury for the final 6 weeks of the. So look, they've definitely got a team that can make the 8. 10th, 2 years in a row is not satisfactory for a team that they've got.
My concern, I guess, MG, is and you mentioned those, I think if you look at the forward pack, you love your pigs. Yep. You say that a team is only as good as the forward pack they roll out. And if we look at the forward pack that the Raiders rolled out in the last game of the year against the Warriors, which they lost, Denamis Louis, Josh Hodgson, Shannon Boyd is out. Soliola, Whitehead, Papali, and Junior Paulo, who was on the interchange bench, is out. is that a forward pack that
no
intimidates?
No, 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 it doesn't. So that's their Achilles heel at the moment. They need a couple more pigs, I think. And I think before the season starts next year, I think we should try and acquire at least one more from a club. I'm not sure who, not sure where, but depth is a big thing in players in forward packs. And at the moment, they've had Dynamis Louis playing front row, who's usually a lock forward. Papali played a bit of front row this year. He's usually a back row. Papali actually has been, for mine, their best player this year. Remember, he started the year off in reserve grades. He came back. He was overweight from the World Cup. And Ricky Stewart made a bit of an example of him by putting him in to the Interest Cup. Once he came back in the first grade, he didn't look backwards. And he went from strength to strength on the weekend against the Warriors. Just gone. Two or three early tackles set the tone for the Raiders. And then he scored his own try. So he definitely is in the running to be the Raiders Player of the Year.
Okay. And for those that might not be aware, John Bateman is a 24-year-old. Yep. He's a second roller.
Yep.
So they're adding into that forward pack. And Ryan Sutton is a 23-year-old who plays prop. So they have added some youth and a little bit of depth to that forward group, MG. So where do you see them going in 2019? Where can you see this Raiders team at their best? Where can they land?
You know, with Jack Whiten back in the team, with Croker back in for the full season, and I can't see them making the eight. But probably 9th, 10th, 11th, where they are about now at the moment. You know, I just don't know. They've got to do something, and they've got to change their whole structure around a bit, because it's a bit robotic at the moment.
Well, you sense with the arrival of those English players, that's what Ricky knows it.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. You know, and a lot of the razzle dazzle these days comes from BJ Lalua and Rapana on the wing. Mm. You want your halves doing that type of thing. Sam Williams and Caesar. I don't know if they're the answer, but we'll soon find out.
And I guess the other thing that concerns might be concerning for the Raiders or suggest that they might not be able to crack the top eight is the improvement from beneath them. We've already spoken about those other teams that finished below them on the ladder this year. We see the improvement that's likely to come from the Knights with their young team. We see the improvement that could come out of the Gold Coast next year with the players arriving there. So
Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs, who are already putting this young core together. I mean, Parramatta Eels was a team that everyone tipped to make finals this season, and that playing list hasn't changed much. So
no,
it's going to be, the pressure is not only going to be from those teams that are playing finals this year for the Raiders to knock off, but also coming from underneath them, which makes it doubly tough.
Oh, look, everyone has their opinions before the season about who will come where, and I don't think many people would have picked the Raiders to make the eight this year. And who knows, next year they probably will. because no one's picking them. But yeah, look, I just think it's the halves that are a worry for mine. These two young Pommies who will bolster their forward pack, but, you know, around the same, 10, 11, 12 maybe next year.
Okay. Very good. There you go. That is the Canberra Raiders and predictions for 2019, a season that Ricky Stewart will probably be glad is behind him and ready to move forward.